Let's continue now with the It's My Biz campaign. We spoke last week about budgeting, and we spoke about the need for budgeting and why people are reluctant to budget and that kind of thing. Now, we want to focus on a few aspects when it comes to the benefits of budgeting. And the one that I want to touch on, or one of those that I want to touch on for today, is that budgeting enables you to communicate with your significant others about money. This is very, very important. You see, men sometimes tend to feel that, you know what, finance is my domain. I'm bringing in most of the income, and even that dynamic has changed in many ways. But, you know, I'm going to deal with the finance on my own, and my wife must just do with whatever I give her. So if I tell you, I tell her I can give you an X amount every month, then that's it. You know, don't ask me too many questions. I'm not going to, you know, have to explain myself and all of that. But budgeting actually allows for you to communicate with your spouse, to sit down and say, right, this is what we're looking at. These are our expenses. How do we nip and tuck? Like that, you know, she doesn't become suspicious. She doesn't think that, you know what, maybe this guy just is just pretending that he doesn't have, but he does have. How is it that he managed to, you know, buy that for his car? Or how is it he managed to buy a new cell phone, but then he's telling me he can't increase the kitchen budget, or he can't increase the budget for the clothing of the children? And then also at the appropriate age, you know, to rope the children in. You don't have to tell them all about, you know, the more confidential stuff. And as far as your budget is concerned, the children don't need to know what the father is earning or what the mother gets in terms of her income or what with that. But, you know, at least tell, bring them in, because now you're training them also. You're training them in terms of how to run a house, in terms of how to do a budget. So in certain aspects of the budget, okay, you know what, we're going for holiday. This is what a holiday costs. We don't have this money. And we need to find, say, 1,000 rands every month. Okay, that's maybe not realistic. We need to find 2,000 rands every month in order for us to be able to have this amount at the end of the year to be able to go for holiday. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have to trim the eat-out budget. We are going to have to reduce the clothing budget. We are going to have to reduce this and that to be able to find the 2,000 rands every month. I'm just using a figure so that we can go for the holiday that we all want to go for. So like that, everybody feels part of the process. Now, when you reduce the takeout budget, or when you reduce the clothing budget, or when you reduce the spending budget, okay, kids, I'm going to have to knock off 10% of your spending for the next 12 months if we want to go for the holiday. Then they do so willingly. They do so understanding that there's a greater goal. Listen, we've always wanted to go for Umrah as a family. This is what it costs to go for Umrah. We may not be able to do it this year, not next year, not the following year. So let's put in 10% escalation year on year. 3 years from now, it'll probably cost 30% more to go for Umrah than it costs this year. This is what it costs this year. So we need to save up this amount of money. This is our plan of action, how we're going to save up towards an Umrah trip. For the next 3 years, we're not going to take any holidays whatsoever. So this is the amount that we will save there. Then we will cut this and we will cut that. So that kind of process, you get the different members of the family involved. And at the same time, you are able then to communicate with your spouse, especially with your wife. It needs to be a joint process. It really needs to be a joint process. And when you sit down together and you say, right, and then you have a nice friendly debate, constructive debate as to which parts you can reduce, which parts are not realistic, you know, as much as you would like to reduce them. School fees, there isn't much you can do about it. It is what it is. Transport, that kind of thing. Petrol, you know, those things are beyond your control in terms of how much it costs. But then there are other things which are within your control. So like that, as a family, as a unit, as husband and wife, you have a greater understanding of what's happening in your home and how to go about managing it. And that can only happen when you have a budget. If you don't have a budget, where the husband just gives the wife, okay, swipe the credit card at the end of the month, then, you know, when expenses have exceeded income, then, you know, you bring down the roof. Or, you know, the husband, when he's in the mood, yeah, okay, here's money, go and buy clothes for the children. And the next month he's not in the mood, no, I don't have money. So the poor woman is in the dark. She doesn't know when he has, when he doesn't have, what can he afford, what can't he afford, how to go about doing things. Therefore, it's very imperative that we understand these things and we utilize these things to our advantage. Budgeting also allows for you to early detect a potential problem. When you don't budget, you'll only realize when it's too late today. I'm in serious trouble here. There was a potential problem coming. The fees were escalating much more than what I can afford. Maybe I should have thought of actually changing my children's school or looking at something a bit more affordable. And then by the time it hits you, you've already lost so much of money or you've spent so much of money that you cannot afford. Whereas when you budget, you are able to discover problems very early and hopefully try and you know, overcome them. Budgeting also helps you to determine if you can take debt and how much. Islam doesn't say that you cannot borrow money. Islam says you mustn't borrow money unnecessarily. And you mustn't borrow money if there isn't a realistic prospect of you being able to pay it back. But how will you know whether there is a realistic prospect of being able to pay it back and how long it will take you to pay it back? You want to buy an extra car or you want to buy a home or you want to extend the house. You're going to take a Sharia-compliant loan. But how would you know whether you would be able to manage those repayments or not if you don't budget? That's the key thing, isn't it? And one more for today, budgeting enables you to produce extra money. Remember we spoke last week about how people get very negative and they say, you know what, budgeting is about, you know, cutting the pleasures out in life. Well, when you see where you can save money and then you save that money, when you say, you know what, the telephone bill is too high, and then you reduce that and you are able to save 300 rands. The next month, you can take the 300 rands and use it now for some pleasurable experience. So it actually enables you to produce the extra money, whereas that money may be just going to the council in the form of excessive water and lights or excessive usage of the telephone and not something that you are really enjoying. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We will continue the discussion, inshallah.